We start a different angle of our Panchakosha Viveka meditation, the meditations looking at each of my different layers and understanding the difference between myself as the awareful being and between that layer. The way we do now, it's going to be more step by step. So today we focus just on Annamaya Kosha, the gross body, the food sheath we call it. So this type of contemplation, this analysis, we look at the analysis. So when I look at the physical body, which we call the food sheath or food body, we see where did it come from? Where it came from, it's coming from parents. And where is it coming from them? From the food they eat becomes the cells. So it comes from, created out of the food. What sustains it? Again, the food throughout my life nourishes, sustains the body. Where does it go to later? Goes back into the food chain. That's why we call it Annamaya Kosha, the food sheath made out of food. We can expand and call it the material body, made out of the physical material. One thing about it also, it's made out of the material. It doesn't just hold that same material, constantly changing, because I keep replenishing, filling it. And also, waste product goes out. Cells die, they get thrown out of the system. Those go away. So it's kind of constantly being replenished. Today's body is different than yesterday's body. Since we look at his material body, even you breathe every moment. Fresh oxygen coming in changes the chemical in the system. Carbon dioxide getting pushed out, exhaling, different gases going out. Every moment then, the body is changing, moving target. So one simile we look at, when you go to the water here, go to the ocean, and you see there's a wave in the water. The wave originated from the ocean, its material, and also the force that pushes it up out of the water. It's sustained by the ocean, goes back into the ocean. It never was separate from the ocean. You can never say this much is the wave, because every moment it's changing. It's a different portion of the ocean. So very similarly, there's the material universe. We'll say Anna Brahma, totality of the food, meaning totality of material. In this totality of material, there's something I call body, like a wave. Came out of it, exists in it, goes back into it. But really speaking, never was separate from it. The space that my body takes isn't separate from the rest of the space. The water element within my body is the one with the universal water element, not separate. Like the wave, similar with any part you take in my body. So So when I look from universal perspective, there's no such thing really as individual body. Like a wave, it's always part of, never separate from the whole. Every other part of the universal body, universal material, made out of same stuff as I am. We're made from the same, exist in the same. What is now part of me, now is part of that. What was part of that, now is part of me. So any object, animal, plant, person I see then is made of the same thing as myself. We're one and the same, like the two waves in the water, same ocean. So in this way, meditating in this way on the physical body, the food sheath, annamaya kosha, through understanding we dissolve it into the totality, the whole material universe, anna brahma. Seeing that physically I'm not a separate entity. And to help with this dissolution process, somebody has to contemplate on it regularly for some time. As it dissolves easier, then we go to the subtler levels. Never was something separate from ocean. The body's never something separate from the whole physical universe.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Gachyate